You're listening to a recorded talk from Greenbelt Festival.
But please, will you give a really warm Greenbelt welcome to Paolo Wetti and Jochebed Solano.
Hi. Hello. So we will be starting by, if you can move, just do. If you can't, just use your heartbeat. Okay? The song is well known everywhere in the globe, actually, and it is translated in several languages. It's about the acknowledgement and recognition of our connection to the planet. So we are all made of the same elements, nature, human beings. In several texts, you can say it in our own tradition, but also in other religious traditions, would you say that we all comes from the material from the planet. So we are intertwined, in a sense. We are the same, in a sense. So the words are, you might know the song, so the words are earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Okay? And it goes just like the heartbeat. So, what? Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my blood, water, my... Sorry, I forgot it. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my soul, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Stronger. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my soul, air, my breath, and earth, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. This is king in a ritual, so indigenous people, as Christians and many other religions, we are binded by rituals, by ceremonies. This ceremony, it's usually done in circles, actually, and with the feet, because we do the heartbeat with the feet to be connected to the earth, to the soil, where we came from, soil and water. And it can be done for hours, actually, if we are up to, which I don't think we can do this now. It's not appropriate. So thank you for being here. I just want to highlight my other colleagues from USPG who was here, which is Carol. It is there. So Rachel back there. I saw Peniel in the back as well. And our General Secretary Duncan is here. So we are all here together to share our experience and our work and our active listening with indigenous people. We don't do for, we don't do on behalf, but we do with. This is why Jochebed is here from the Kuna people, and she's very much working with us as well and teaching us and training us to do this. Us mean non-indigenous people.
Well, thank you, Paolo. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, good evening. I am so happy to be here with you. I am Kuna people. This is an indigenous people in Panama and Colombia. My people have 6 territory. One of these territory is from the island. We have 400 island at the Caribbean Sea. I just want to share a little a song from my people, because you try to imagine if you travel far away to the indigenous community Kuna Islands, and you can see a Congress house. This is a similar house like this. And we had a hammock, and the elders, they were singing a lot the memories we are learning from generation to generation about how we conquer the Mother Earth, the creation, and the house. And this song is like that. It's a prayer song. Ay, ye de guille, nana burba bala mi de nue y tomalo de guille. When we are introduce ourselves, my people ask, no about your job, no asking about your position, your title. They ask about your family. Who is your grandmother? Who is your grandfather? Who is your relatives? Where you come from? Is that you connect with the land, with the earth, with some animals or tree? Because for us, in our wisdom, it's important the connection with the earth and land. And now we want to ask to you if you can introduce yourself with the people, with the person next to you, and to ask about their name. Your name, you can say your name, and then if you can choose an animal or tree or something about the environment on the Mother Earth, how you can connect with them, and you can share each other about this important topic, your relationship with the Earth and Mother Earth. You have just 2 minutes for do that and connect with someone and introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's gather together again. Let's do one more round of the song. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and water my spirit. Okay? Let's think about a good thing now. Think about a good thing. Out of your introduction and presentations to each other, think about one good vibe, one good energy, one good thing or one good person. Good. Now, if you can, hold your hand and do a round to spread out this. Just do this, if you can, to other people. What you thought. This is something that we do have in Christianity, and it's been forgotten because the traditional or the usual Christianity religion was actually kidnapped by the empire or by the colonial theologies or structures. And we forgot those kind of rituals and thinking and thoughts. So this is something that, this is why we need to name some theologies. So feminist theology or black theology or indigenous theology or queer theology or whatever. This is why theology itself was actually hijacked, and we have been made forgotten this kind of rituals that is part of the Jewish Christian tradition. Thousands of years ago we started, and it is still there if you go and dig in our own tradition, actually, no? This is why the conversation and the dialogue, the active listening to our brothers and sisters and people of two spirits of indigenous communities are helping us to regain and to reclaim and to acknowledge again our natural connection to the planet and how we are an extension to each other. And of course, all of us know that we are not the last Coke or the last water in the desert. Nature can live without us. The planet can survive without us. It was before us, it is with us now, and it will still be when we are gone. So this is a good reminder of our position and our place in this interconnection with the planet. Maybe this is why we have a different order from Genesis 2 rather than Genesis 1, which people like Genesis 1, I don't know why. It's a kind of an imperial theology there, some of the parts, where nature and the animals are made for the human consumption. This is because we humans are the best of the best. that was the theology and the anthropology that has been done for millennium. But then we do have this chapter 2, which was written by peasants, by farmers, by poor people. And the order of God is you go to the Eden, to the garden, to the place we live, and we till and you guard. You are the stewards. You keep it safe. And again, this kind of rituals of keeping people safe, it's been forgotten. This is why we have so many conversations about safe church and safe gardens and etc. Because this relationship, this mutual connection, what it's been done to me and what I do and it's been done to me affect everybody else, including the planet. So just think now about two things. One, how did you feel trying to connect yourself to an animal or to a plant or to an inanimate thing? Have you thought about this before? Is this something that you think about? Which animal I would be or which plant I would be? That it's a good also sisterhood and brotherhood for us to keep doing. Because sisters and brothers and things or peoples of two spirits, we need to keep safe and we need to connect. We don't destroy, we don't overlook, we don't smash, we don't consume, we live with. This is why it's important, this kind of question that Hokabed asks us. Which kind of animal I would identify with, or which kind of plant, or which kind of topography? I am a mountain person, for instance. To answer the Hokabed, my answer was, I am the mountain. I will be in the mountain, alone, actually. But I would be in the mountain. But maybe some other people would be, you know, the weed, or some people would be the lemur, the kind, very beautiful kind of animal. Well, it is good to keep thinking about it. And again, the conversation and the dialogue with indigenous communities is helping us to reclaim this, because this is in our traditional theology, and it's been erased or forgotten or domesticated. So we do need to keep talking about that. Before Hokabed starts speaking a bit about Amazonia and indigenous and the way of indigenous people, the way of life, we call, of indigenous people, think a bit, what do you know or what do you think about the Amazonia region, which is not only Brazil, I suppose you know. It's composed by at least 5-6 countries, plus a bit of Panama as well, because of the rain, of the forest. What do you know about that region? And what do you think you know about that region? And when I say the word environment or environmental justice, what comes to mind? Asking these questions and having time to get answers, we are not doing this here because of time. Usually the answer is people always think about the nature, the trees, the rivers, the waters, the animals, the fishes, and etc. But biodiversity and the environment is also made with about people. Who are the people there? Who are the people living in those spaces? And sometimes they are really forgotten. Sometimes on purpose. But sometimes it's because we're just not trained to think about it. And when we are calling, and when USPG or other groups are fighting for environmental justice, we are not only talking about nature or animals or whatever. We are talking about this whole relationship we have, interconnection. Okay? So Hokabed will share a bit about the way of life and about Amazonia, and then we will come back with conversation about our common spirituality and our common theology, and to end up with some kind of challenges or proposals, or how can we be more brothers and sisters together with the rest of the environment.
Thank you, Paulo. Well, the Amazon. How many do you travel to some place in South America? Okay, menos you. It's a beautiful forest, place, land, territories. Imagine a giant green herd stretching over about 3.7 million square kilometers, where life, spirituality, and culture are woven together in a sacred web. It's not only, like Paulo say, animals and plants and trees. It's a land from the indigenous people too. And they are together. It's a cosmic family. How my people say, when we are talking about the tree is our sisters. When we are talking about the sea is our great-grandmother. When we are talking about the earth is our grand, is a mother, Mother Earth. And all the animals, plants, tree, they are our family, cosmic family. We see the Amazon not like we are separate to the Amazon. We are Amazon. We are part of the Amazon. We are part of the life. We are part of the land and earth. And this is one of the point important with indigenous people. We are inside to the Mother Earth, not outside. We are part of the earth. We are the portion of the land. We call to us a small Mother Earth because we are inside to the womb. The Amazon, immense biodiversity, produces nearly 20% of the world's oxygen and stores approximately 19 and 400 billion tons of carbon, acting as a massive climate regulator. And that is so important because if we are now breathing, it's because the Amazon. Imagine if we don't have trees in the Amazon and plants. We cannot breathe. We are together as a networking with the all cosmic family. In the Amazon live 2.5 million insects, 2,200 fish, and 1,003 bird species, many still undiscovering, revealing the region's hidden richness. Many species of the animal, we don't know. The scientists, they don't know. The indigenous people, some of them, they know. But we are talking about science and knowledge. Sometimes we trust more than scientists than to the indigenous people. We have to work together, interweaving our knowledge. That is important because the Amazon is the lawn of the planet. It's not only important because we want to maintain our several species of animal as plant. It's important. But we can't preserve the Amazon because the Amazon is the life, our life. But in the Amazon living many indigenous people, a lot of culture, language, identity, memories. And some of these indigenous people, they are isolated voluntarily because they don't want to connect with the human beings. Because many years ago, do you know, when when we suffered the colonialism, they was gone all in the forest and they don't want the contact with the human beings. But now they living in a struggle moment because many of the big companies, extractivism, they want their land. And sometimes with the complicity with the government, the complicity with the steal of life, many of human beings living today. For us, when we are talking about worldview, we are listening together the voice of the earth for indigenous people in the Amazon and indigenous people on all Latin America, as my people call Abya Yala. This is the name. How my people recognize the continent, the majority of the people call America as a continent. Abya Yala is a earth with blood, is a resistant earth, and many indigenous people has their own name for the land. For the indigenous worldview, that is so important, the Amazon, because the Amazon is not only the land, the Amazon is the cosmic family. And as indigenous people, we are resistant against the system, very like necropolitic system. It's happened today in our own countries. Because sometimes some human beings, they want the all minerals, they want all the resources. We don't call resources, but this is the word I can know in English. the gift is coming from God. The big company want this gift just for maintain their own lives. They don't care about you, me, and the all animals and living beings. When you travel to the river, to the Amazon, you can see many species of fish, and you can see how they live as a cosmic family with the indigenous people. The Amazon now has a lot of struggle, because if we are not united as a human being together again to this kind of reality, the Amazon is disappear. Every year is disappear many species, but still is disappear many indigenous people. And this is the silent genocide. The people don't know about the Amazon. I want just to show a little more about the worldview, how the indigenous people understand life. For us, the life is a reciprocity, because with my people, when we have the first ceremony for us, we call the first tree. When the baby born, we planting a seed with a native seed. In my case, my family planting for me a cacao, coconut, and they singing together, and they remember a ceremony. All the relation is so important. This is the ethic of life, the relation with the creator, the relation with the human beings, the relation with the cosmic family, the relation with the land, to remember our ancestor legacy, and to connect with and to say welcome to the new baby, to this land. And remember to us, we are connecting with the land, with the forest, with the Amazon. This is a reciprocity, because when we are going to die, we are planting again to the land, with the land. And when we are eating today, this food comes from to the land. For that reason, when we are thinking about the Amazon or forest in indigenous context, we're thinking in all cycle life. The reciprocity and mutuality is so important, and integral life, because we are part of the land, we are portion of the land, we are united with the land. As my Kuna people say, when the mother has a baby, they are united with the umbilical cord, and we are together as a human being with the umbilical cord, with the mother one, with the mother land, with the mother earth. Finally, the Amazon is suffering ecocide, and the people, indigenous people, suffering genocide. And ecocide, which means when the system want to kill the animals, trees, and species. And some indigenous women say it's not only ecocide, it's terricide. Because a loss of window and memory the indigenous woman and men has, they are disappear with the memory of the land. But one of the things important with hope is remember the memory is not only the memory we have in our brain. For indigenous people, the memory is the memory we have in the land and inside to God. And now today we remember many, many indigenous people die already, but they have a memory in the earth, in the land, in the creator. The Amazon, how we can reread the Bible through this lens to the Amazon and forest. And this is a theology we want to share with you, and Paulo is going to did more about the theology, because the Amazon is the heart and lung for the human beings around the world. My people say in the Congress House, Ayedegiye, which means listen very careful. Nana burba vala, which means listen the spirit of life. Listen to the Mother Earth. Listen the wisdom to the Mother Earth. Nana burba vala, which means the spirit of life is working with the all family cosmic. If you want to know the truth, listen to Mother Earth. And they call, invite everyone, child, youth people, adult, and ancient, to come to the Congress House to listen this kind of advice. and they call like this, Gaby Damalarque, no hay tomalo, which means your spirit wake up because we are sleeping where we cannot see it, what happened in the earth. And the Kuna people say, wake up your spirit and listen the creator and listen to the Mother Earth.
Thank you, Jochebed. I think she dig a lot in terms of what theology for indigenous people is, or theologies. Maybe one concept. You know that theology is not a study of anything. You know, unfortunately, people who doesn't know Greek translated logi, theology, anthropology, psychology, or whatever g, as a study of. This is people who don't understand Greek well, actually. So theology or anthropology or whatever ends with logi, it's a discourse. It's a bunch of words that we organize together to express and to try to understand. We will never understand fully, but we will try to understand what's happening. This is why we do theologies. What is the divine is speaking, or what he is speaking, to whom he or she or the divine is speaking, what we are called to do as an integral part of the universe. And again, both accounts in our tradition, Jewish and Christian tradition, and both accounts of creation, it puts us in deep connection, both with we are product, we are sons and daughters, or two spirits from the divine, to live together and to keep us alive, not to kill each other. And of course, because of misunderstanding, sin, and in our case, because of imperialism or colonialism, this relationship was broken, and the consumerism or commoditization is in place. So as what Jochebed said, so the Amazon, the rivers, the plants, the trees, the medicines, the people, the territory, the sea, they are all living beings, just like us. This is why when we go into the forest, we ask permission, we ask protection. When we cross a river, we pay respect. When a tree dies, we mourn. Or when we kill a tree, we should repent. And when someone is killing the sea or the rivers or the trees or the animals, and of course other human beings, we should seek justice. We should remember, and we should name it as such. And you do know what's happening in all over the world. It's not only in the Amazon. The whole belt of rainforest from Amazonia to Indonesia, they are jeopardized by economic power, very economic power groups, because they want to extract. They want to live. 20% of the people wants to live on at expense of everybody else. And human life and nature is just expendable. It's just for us to consume, which it's against both all indigenous theologies and all over the world, but also it's against our own Christian and Jewish tradition. And we know this, and somehow we forget it at sometimes, or somehow we are prevented to preach it, or we are prevented to call attention who preached against it, because we do have lots of bad theology and bad preaching in our congregations and in our churches. We do have lots of people who still uses theology, the discourse about the divine, to kill, to exclude, to extract, and to look over. I don't care. Lots of people say that. I don't care. And we do forget the main rule that the indigenous peoples keep reminding us. We are all related, which it's been, and the Indo people would call karma, which is a force of nature. If I do something to someone, it's going to be back to me somehow. And we are experiencing that. Climate change, all the things we've been done with the nature is coming back to our doors. Very heavily, actually. And it's not light, it's heavily. And it's a kind of a cause-consequence. So if I do something, there are consequences. This is why there is this golden rule in the gospel. So do to others what you want to be done to you. And the opposite is valid. Don't do to others what you don't want to be done with you. This is the basic indigenous theology that, again, we forget sometimes. Or someone had us forgetting that. And this is a very problematic environment that we are living within our churches. This is why lots of campaigns and lots of active listening to what Hokabed and many others indigenous groups are trying to tell us, it's quite very important. And this kind of conversation is also to be echoed. So the first attitude, so it's active listening. So we are listening. First, are we listening to the other people, our peers? Are we listening actively to the indigenous peoples all over the world? And as I am in Britain, I should ask, so do you have indigenous knowledge? Do you have indigenous tradition that someone made you forget? I do. I think you have, actually. But sometimes you forgot, or someone made you forget. So how do we reclaim that? How do we integrate this in our Christian faith? Because I'm not sure if it's news to you, syncretism or mixing cultures is not new to Christianity. You know that, don't you? We are not a pure religion. We have many elements and many traditions from many other religions that we keep living together. And this is why the relations with the indigenous communities, or in some cases, black traditional communities, the black diaspora, or indigenous from other parts of the world, is quite important to also to self-recognize our Christianity as a mixed, as a mosaic of religious discourses. This is why we need to stick together. And we need to fight all this colonial, all this epistemicide, this imperialism that we can find in a modern life, but we also can find in the biblical teaching. The Bible that we read is not one voice. If you read correctly, or if you read attentively, you will find different voices struggling within the biblical literature. They are not saying the same thing. I can kill my mother if I want, or my neighbor, using Bible verses, because she is wearing clothes of two different materials. Or those of you, this man is quite right, he has a beard. But those of you who shaved, you are an abomination, according to some texts in the Bible. So, or women can be put to death because she did something wrong in the house. There are those voices. And those voices in the Bible were used back in time, so during Egypt, during Babylonia time, during Persian time, but also during the Middle Ages when our modern colonialism happened, to justify the colonial occupation or the colonial invasion. If you never heard of, I think it's good to research one thing that is called doctrine of discovery. It is done in the 15th, 16th century. It is a huge document theologically justifying colonization. So she is no one. She is an object because she's an indigenous person. For this document. So therefore, I, as a white person, well, I'm not white here, but in my country, I'm considered white. So as a white person, I have the right and the duty to save her and to make her me, like me. Because she is savage, she is ignorant, she doesn't have the light, she doesn't have the knowledge, or what she has is inappropriated. This is the core of this document. And every land I encounter, it's mine by right, because God said he will give us the land of milk and whatever you like to be fruitful. That document was an evil document done by the church, actually, done by Christians, and justifying the genocide, but also the epistemicide, which is more problematic, justifying the knowledge, demonizing the rituals, which is kind of a hypocrite from our side, because we Christians, we do have lots of rituals that originally didn't belong to us. We incorporated, we adapted, and some of our rituals we just copied, copy and paste. We say the same words that the other religion were saying, and we are just repeating, and we say that it's ours. Oh, it is very Christian, which is not, actually. We believe in Satan, which is a Persian figure. So we believe in hell, which is a Persian version of suffering. And also an Hindu version. The Hinduism is older than Christianity. You can find this also in Hinduism. We believe in retribution, which also comes from our tradition, but that in many other religious traditions. And we need to actually listening to the voices of indigenous communities and listening to the nature, to the environment, and to take some actions and take some postures of what we do with that. Because actually, the earth and people are being wiped out on purpose. So now there is a project in the Amazonia, in the spring of the Amazonia River, to make a dam to extract oil. There is a huge bill on that. And unfortunately, even my president is in favor of that. I do like Lula, but he's messing up with that. So can you imagine mess up with the Amazon River? Because it will mess up with the Amazon River. It will pollute, it will stop the Amazon River. You can you imagine it, the massive destruction that will be done to the region, but also to the people. Right now, we have in Amazon droughts. Can we imagine that? In one of the most water places in 5 countries, we are experiencing droughts. And in the Amazon, this is dangerous because there is no paved roads. So we go from one community to another by river. River are our streets. So then the rivers are disappearing. There is no river anymore. So meaning there is no source of food, there is no way of communication, of transportation, and there is isolation. So people are actually dying because they can't communicate with themselves. And it's happening everywhere, more and more. So this is why it's a kind of imperative for us Christian people to do what it's been called in our non-violent communication skills. So listen actively and engage actively together with our indigenous and black traditional communities. Not because of them or only, but also because of ourselves. It's because of you. You are being affected about what's happening in the Amazon region. Here, England is affected. You know that the one fact, Amazon exists because of the desert of Sahara. If there is no desert of Sahara, there was no Amazon. Again, if you never, sorry, the propaganda of Netflix or someone else, but if you never saw, there is a documentary, very interesting, done by NASA scientists and presented by Will Smith. It is called The Strange Rock. Just note it and watch it. It's 10 episodes. It's called The Strange Rock. And it's a very good document to see how connected everything are. And this is something that we've been relearning from indigenous voices and challenged by indigenous voices as well. This is the prophecy. So wake up, as Jochebed just sang to us. Let's wake up. This is just, of course, an appetizer of all the horrible things and also some of the good things that it's been done in the Amazon and other rainforest region. There are lots of advocacy being done. There are lots of human rights and territorial defenders. There are lots of international organizations joining, partnering with indigenous peoples to get their voices heard everywhere. And I think you can be part of it. You can help us to do that, for sure. We do have maybe 10 minutes for 3-4 questions or comments. Could you think about it if you want? And there is one mic here, so you can come up in front to people can hear you if you have a comment or a question.
Hi, my name's Bex. I just wondered if you might be willing to repeat your song of Waking Up over us again. Would that be possible? Thank you.
Perhaps in a minute, yeah. Other questions? We'll do that in a bit. Jochebed, yeah? Yeah, do you want to come forward?
Just a comment, really. Just when you were speaking, it made me think of there's some words of Chief Seattle, Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, and it's from about the 1840s or the 1860s, and I've used it with children in schools, and I've used it in eco-churches, services in church, and it's just a really simple and really powerful thing about how we don't own the earth, that the earth is our brothers and our sisters. And if you can get it, it's... You may not be able to get the picture book, but you can certainly get the words of Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, and they're really powerful and really good to use.
Thank you. I can come to you with the microphone now. Any other questions, please?
I'm just wondering how people in the West who are worried about overconsumption, including in our own lives, can actually exercise some kind of... I feel I want to use the word penitence, that we need to live in some kind of penitential way to apologise for what we've done. And what that would look like for somebody like me just living in a very wealthy society.
Okay. I will start with the last one. Thank you for the comment about the words and the book. This is very helpful. And that this sort of stuff we need to dig and to share more. There are lots of wisdom in this room, and there are lots of wisdom in other rooms that sometimes we don't quote because maybe they don't have the titles, because we Western people, we do love titles, don't we? A doctor, canon, the canon, professor, reverend, doctor, blah, blah. And then you lose your breath before the name. So that is lots of wisdom in every room. We need to actually dig and to share more, without a doubt. And there are lots of non-white and non-Western knowledge to be quoted and to be studied, not only Eurocentric or North American knowledge or academic. I can say that because when I did my PhD 30 years ago, I was forbidden to quote any Latin American. I did in Germany. Sorry about that. But I did in Germany. But I was forbidden to quote any scientist or theologian from Latin America on the grounds that we don't do theology. We pretend to do anthropology or sociology or whatever, but not theology. About your question of consumerism and maybe we repent and etc. Of course, repent is part of our duty as Christians, and not only as Christians, as human beings. When we do something wrong, we should move away. Repent means that. Repent means change route. So you go in this route. So no, this is not a good... It clashed. It hurt someone. Or it hurted me. So we need to move direction. This is repent or conversion, metanoia. This is why I've been fighting in my circles for a long time to change the word, and I do understand the value of this word, but to change the word giving for sharing. This is one way of repent. So because when I give something, I stop relationship. If I give you my phone, I can give you my phone to you, very young. So that means now this phone is yours. It's no longer mine. And I have nothing to do with you because I just gave my phone to you. And it is yours. I am out of phone. But if we agree to share the phone, what happens? If I share the phone with you, what we need to do? We need to be more friends. We need to fight less. And we need to agree who uses when, how, who pays the bill, how, which kind of apps should we have here, which kind of things are forbidden here. But then the relationship remains. And then I lose something and he gains something. Or he loses something and I gain something. The person loses and I gain, and I lose and I gain. Sharing is about having less. If when you give something or when you share, you are not worried about your budget, this is not right. Because sharing needs, I am worried about my budget now because I have less. And I have to rethink my budget because I have less now. This is one way that we as Western people, or maybe we as a colonized Christians, we need to think about relationship. And sharing is a good way of thinking about it. Sharing resources, and our resources, money included. It's not enough to share my intellectual, or to share my shoulder, or to share my presence. No, I need to share money, resources, material resources with people, because I need to have less. This is one need we need. We need to have less than we have. And I'm sure that we have lots of things we don't use. We have lots of things for months we are not using. So why we have in our wardrobe or in our drawer? So we need to get rid of it. We need to share. Someone will use it. So I hope I answer your question. And this is why for indigenous, again, this is a reminder to our own theology. This is indigenous theology, what Rokabet just shared before. They live on reciprocity grounds. They live on reciprocity. There is a reciprocity identity here. It's not me and you. We are together. We share together. We share the air we breathe. We share the land we walk in. And in some places, not even our land. In Canada, in the Church of Canada, it's very moving and it's very interesting. In the Church of Canada, they start every service recognizing the indigenous land that they are worship in. This land belongs to XYZ people, and that we are here as an occupying figures, and we acknowledge that, and we ask forgiveness and permission to worship. This is very, very moving. I like that way that the Church of Canada does. Maybe we should start thinking about it in our own contexts anyway. So now the song to wake up us.
When we have the sun and the shoot, the people say when we are in the Congress House. The second is about wake up our spirit. Gabi de Malar, que no hay tomalo. Don't sleep. Wake up your spirit. Listen well. What the elder want to say about the Creator, about the Mother Earth. Listen well, very carefully, to the wisdom confront to the Creator and Mother Earth. This is the meaning of the shooting. And we want to share with you a prayer. You can pray for us as indigenous people. One of the prayer requests we want is protection of our land, because pray that governments and community respect and recognize the ancestral rights and territory of indigenous people, preventing invasion and resource exploitation. Care for biodiversity. Pray that God sustain and preserve the vast biodiversity of the Amazon, which is vital for the planet's health and the well-being of all humanity. Health and well-being. Pray for the physical and spiritual health of indigenous people, especially those vulnerable or living in voluntary isolation. Strengthening cultures and language. pray for recognition, respect, and support for indigenous culture, language, and tradition, reflecting God's plan for the diversity of his creation. For social and economic justice, pray for fairness in access to resources, dignity, and opportunities, ensuring that indigenous people are not exploited or dispossessed. This is some of challenging. We have other prayer requests, but if you want to pray here in your hair with the sun, maybe we can finish with the sun. And if you want to pray in your house with the community, in your churches, you can pray. And what is the point? How we can make that together as a human being? We are united in the creation. In many of you are Christian like me, we are united in Christ as a follower of Jesus. And this is part of our prayer today.
Thank you, Rogabet. To finish, we will have USPG has two spots, one there and one there. So one is with Carol, and the other one is with someone else. Well, anyway, Carol is here. So it's a prayer for the earth done by Pope Francis in the past, and we thought that would be good for you to have it and to pray. To pray also in your homes, in your churches, and take these indigenous prayers and indigenous wisdom with you to your own communities as well. And to finish, I forgot to mention that we do have one of our trustees here, which is Kenson, Reverend Kenson. And sorry to put you on the spot, but I would like you to come here to give a Maori blessing to all of us. Could you do that? It's written here. You can read it.
In English, good.
Not in English.
Right. Shall we pray? Take wing, messengers of Christ, carry the word to the multitudes, sow it in wisdom, sow it in truth, and the blessing of the divine be the feathered cloak that surrounds you this day and evermore. Amen.
Thank you, Kenson. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think you'll want to show your appreciation to Paolo and Chocobed there. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to this recorded talk. Explore our full Greenbelt Festival Talks archive with almost 20 years of recorded talks and podcasts for free at greenbelt.org.uk/talks.